Okay, let's begin our second installment of the topic of giving names. Halachos, Minhagim. Truth is, there's not many halachos in terms of giving names. It's more minhag and custom. But we'll discuss some of the issues that the post can discuss. And once again, all these issues are found in this fascinating sefer called Korei Shemo, which is a compendium of halachos, ma'aseh shailos, and piskei halacha on giving of names. Fascinating sefer. Okay. Once again, Shir is as chus for a Fur Shleimer for Yonina Chasya Basara. First halacha for tonight is the giving of a name at the bris, number one, and whether one can speak about the name before the bris. So Tzitz Eliezer in his Tshuvos Chelek Yidches Simen Yud Nun Dalet cites a number of early Makoros back to the Rishonim that speak of the custom of giving the name of a boy Daka at the bris. One of the reasons given is cited as being because Avram became Avraham the same time that he was given the Tzivoy to perform bris milah. And Al-Pi Kabbalah, Tzitz Eliezer quotes from Avram Azaloi, that there's actually Kabbalistic significance to giving the name only at the bris, because until the bris is performed, the baby still has an orla, still has some association with Tumah. Once the meal is performed, the orla, the Tumah is removed, the foreskin is removed, now it's more appropriate and more fitting for the baby now to be given a Jewish name to bring about a neshama with Kedusha in the baby. So there's a Kabbalistic association as well with giving the name Dafka at the bris and not earlier. And the question that becomes, is there anything wrong with speaking about the name of the baby before the bris? And essentially, what Sefer Korei Shemo quotes from a number of contemporary poskim, the author of the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa, the Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, Shlita, they both indicate that there is no isser per se in telling others what the name of the baby is going to be even before you give the name. No isser in doing so. Granted, Rav Neuvert, the author of Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa, says one should not use the name, shouldn't refer to the baby by name before the name is actually given, because as we just said before, there is significance Kabbalistically to having the name being given dafka at the bris, not before, when the baby has the orla already removed, not beforehand. So one should not call the baby by that name, but you certainly can mention the name, or the more common title you get in this country is, can I fill out the birth certificate information in the hospital before the bris? Totally permissible, nothing wrong with it whatsoever. You're not referring to the baby by the name. You're simply putting out a piece of paper what you plan on calling the baby. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. You can even tell people what you plan on calling the baby. Since you're not calling the baby directly by that name, there's nothing wrong with it at all. Nonetheless, some of these posts can recommend that one should not, as an Eitz Tova, start sharing with others what the name is going to be, for the very simple reason that you're bound to encourage debate, to use a nice word, in many situations, where there's, let's say, two hopeful sides of the family, and you've decided on one for whatever reason over the other, and if you're going to speak about your decision before it's a fait accompli, then you're going to obviously encourage some sort of response and some sort of pressure and perhaps machlokas and tension. So these posts could say very simply, very wisely, why would you do that? Don't share with others what your decision has been. There's nothing wrong with it, I'll piece in, but it's just not a smart idea. Wait until it's a done deal, and then it's over. They know what the name is, whether they like it, whether they don't, you've decided. So no need to share it beforehand, but again, there's no ister in sharing it beforehand if for whatever reason you decide to do so. Moshe Sternbach in his Tshuvos Ben Hagos Chelek Gimel Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin has probably a different spin on it. He doesn't mention Machlokas, but he says, based on what we mentioned last week from the Arizal, 2 weeks ago, we mentioned the Arizal, who says that the parents, when they give the name to the child, they have a certain step, the Shmai or Ruach HaKodesh, that they they end up with the right, most appropriate name for this baby's neshama. So it says of Sternbach, if there is certain Sefta Shemaya assumed to be given to the parents when they choose the name, if they're going to share the name before the bris, and then invite pressure and the possibility of being convinced otherwise, so they're, if you will, playing with this Sefta Shemaya that they received. They came across and decided to do this name. That's just Sefta Shemaya, to name the baby this way. Now they share the name with others before the bris, and the parents and in-laws each start pushing, and then they're going to start perhaps convincing them to change the name. Well, that's not appropriate. If the name was Sefta the Shemaya given name, you should stick to it. So rather than invite that kind of pressure, says Rav Sternbach again, advice is not to share the name before the bris, but again, Apidin is no Isser, but maybe it's a tova not to share the name before the bris if you don't need to do so. What happens if the bris is delayed? When is the name given then? So Sternbach writes in a different tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Tafresh Dalet, in Tshuvas Van Hagas. He cites a minhag that he found that if the bris is postponed, so they should simply give the name right away when the father gets an aliyah after 8 days from birth, give him an aliyah, give him a shabeach, give him the name right then and there. The minhag, says Rav Sternbach, very often is, very common, baby is a little yellow, you wait another day or two or three or four or more, you don't give the name until the bris. Nonetheless, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, he thinks for sure if the bris is delayed for more than a month since the baby's birth, at that point, he says already, don't leave him without a name for more than a month. Give the baby a name even though the bris has not yet been performed. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu also is quoted by Sefer Koresh Mo saying that until 30 days post-birth, don't give the name yet. But once it's 30-day mark, the bris has not yet been performed. If for whatever reason, at that point, you should give the name. Shlomo Fisher, Shlita, is quoted as having said that, again, if the bris is postponed for a extended period of time, doesn't mention specifically how long, but there's a benefit to giving the name, so you can dive into the baby by the proper name. So again, nothing wrong with giving the name before the bris, if the bris is postponed, that is. There's a benefit that you can dive into the baby with the proper name. Granted, even without the proper name, you can still dive into the baby. You can say, Tino Kanolad Le, or, you know, Tinok Ben, Tinok Bas, whatever the case is, Tinok as Bas, you can dive into the baby without the actual name, but there seems to be perhaps a benefit to giving the name so that you can dive into the baby by name. And again, a number of folks can recommend the 30-day cutoff point as a yardstick to use in that regard. So that's with regards to giving the name before the bris, if the bris is postponed. What about naming a baby girl? No bris to work with? When to name a baby girl? So Sternbach, and yet again, different tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tafresh Tes of Tshuvas Van Hagas, says that some have the custom, the first Kriyas HaTorah, after the birth of the baby girl, you give the name. Why would you wait? There's no bris milah to wait for. You might as well give the name right away and infuse this child with Kedusha, with the significance of a Jewish name, right away, first Kriyas HaTorah. Some wait until Shabbos, for the first Shabbos post-birth. And Sternbach says that appears to be preferable in his opinion because greater publicity. Because the whole point of doing it at the Kriyas HaTorah with the Mishaberach is that everyone in Shul should hear, oh, this is the child's name. So the bigger the crowd, the more the publicity, the better off it is. So that's the benefit in waiting for Shabbos. They have a bit more publicity. Sitz Eliezer in Atshuva and Chelek Yud Gimel Simen Chaf quotes in the name of the Bnei Yisachar to give the name immediately at the first possible Kriyas HaTorah. He says, because if there's no bris to wait for, which there obviously isn't by a girl, why would you wait when you have the opportunity to bring about a Kedushas Yisrael by giving the name? So do it at the first Kriyas HaTorah as soon as possible. The Minchas Elazar as well, paskin that way, the first Kriyas HaTorah, don't wait until Shabbos, the first Kriyas HaTorah, give the baby his or her name. But again, that's different to Minhagim. Some say first Kriyas HaTorah, some say the first Shabbos. Rav Yashiv is quoted in the Sefer as saying that there is no real hard and fast obligatory must be done at this particular time. If for whatever reason there is a need or an interest in waiting a little bit longer, you can do so. There's no Isser in delaying the giving of the name of the girl beyond the first Kriyas HaTorah. So that's also important to be aware of, that there's no Isser in waiting a bit longer if, for whatever reason, we find that to be necessary. Okay. The Kotev Shlomo Zalman Arbach as saying that, give them sometime during the first week, whatever it happens to be, this Kriyas or that Kriyas Torah, sometime in the first week after birth, you give the name. Okay. So now moving on to the next discussion, the giving of two names. We touched upon on a Friday night Shir Dvar Halacha a couple weeks ago, the giving of two names. Just to refer to Rav Moshe Feinstein and his Tshuvas Igros Moshe Orachayim Chelek Hei Simen Yud, Sif Katan Gimel, the question of giving two names as opposed to one name. So Moshe quotes the Maharshal, writing in the 1500s in his parish on Maseches Gittin, Yam Shah Shlomo, Perek Dalad. Maharshal writes that it's not the normative practice for a person to have two names. In Nachlas Shiva, a halachas sefer written in the 1600s, Rav Moshe cites as well, this is a sefer that discusses halachas of shtaros, writing documents, where obviously names play a very important role. So Nachlas Shiva writes, he says, I've heard that in some places they have the custom to give a child two names at the time of the bris, and he's actually called by two names. And he writes, and I even knew one person who was given two names at his bris, meaning, you know, it does exist. It's like it's out there. It's like, you know, wow, I actually found somebody who has two names at his bris, and he's called by two names. So much as clear, you see from this choice of words that in the 1600s, it was not yet common or widespread. It was known to exist. It was kind of like a novelty. In some places, they have this custom. I even met somebody once who had two names, but it clearly was not the norm, says Moshe, in the 1500s, in the 1600s. And yet, nowadays, obviously, as we know, it's widespread. It's very, 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 very common. But Moshe quotes that in Tosis, you find one Chacham, one of the Bali Tosis, had two names, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. But it wasn't common, says Moshe, in times of the Rishonim, to have two names. Now, the truth is, if you look in Sefer HaYosha, the Shalos and Tshuvas, Simon Nun Gimel, the Tshuvas of Ben Otam, where he has a Tshuva to Ben Yaakov Yisrael, the editor of the Tshuvas writes that he found in other Tshuvas that Ben Yaakov Yisrael is quoted as having the name of Ben Yaakov Bar Yosef Yisrael, but Yisrael might have been his father's name, not really his name. So he might not be a good example of a Rishon with two names, but there are others. For example, I just came across recently, there's this Tshuva in the Tashbetz, I think it's the 1400s or so, quoted in the Beis Yosef, in Avanezah Simen Ayin Zayin. The Tashbetz is Tshuva in Chelek Beis Simen Reish Nun Vav, where he refers to his Rebbe, Abenu Vidal Ephraim. Two names, Abenu Vidal Ephraim. And truth is, others cite numerous other instances where we find in the Rishonim, dozens or so cases of Rishonim had two names. Okay, so it wasn't common, that's for sure, it's still correct. It was not common, but it did exist in times of Rishonim to find somebody who had two names. And Lamai said it, Minig obviously is that is certainly acceptable. Now, what's famously quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish, can be found also in the Moshe Sternbuch's Tshuva, Tzchelik Alev, Simen Tov Reish Ches, that the Chazon Ish used to advise people not to give a child two names unless you're going to call the child by both two names. Otherwise, what are you doing it for? So the Chazon Ish apparently was makbid that if you're going to give a child two names, call him or her by both names. But you shouldn't give a child two names, said the Chazon Ish, if you're only going to call the child by one name. That was the Chazon Ish's kepeda. That was his feeling. And Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, as well as in a letter he wrote to the author of this paper, writes that if you have no real special reason for doing so, he says, better not to give a double name unless you're going to actually refer to the child by both names whenever you refer to the child. But if you're just planning on calling the child by one name, why would you give him two names, says Rav Zalman Nechemya, if there's no real strong pressing reason to do so. So that was Rav Zalman Nechemya's feeling along the lines of the Chazon Ish. Others, however, Sefer Kari Shmo quotes, Rav Yasha said the Minhag HaOlam is to give two names to your children, and that's certainly acceptable. Rav Neuwirth of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa said he himself gave his children two names, even though he only intended that one should be the Iker name. Rav Moreh Chaliel also said that you can give two names to your children, even though you intend to use only one of those names. So Clearly, once again, many Gedolei Poskim hold that's permissible. Chazanish famously felt that preferable not to or should not be done unless you plan on using both names. And Zalman Chaim Goldberg apparently sides with that feeling of the Chazon Ish as well. And I think we'll leave the last topic of discussion for next time.